Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hey, Jan, this is Gary. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine. I was in a 2.5-hour meeting with my attorney, so I...
Oh, okay.
I'm not disturbed.
I see. Okay, no problem. I just have a few quick questions here. So I was looking at your business secretary of state business filing, and it looks like your filing is inactive right now. Do you know what's going on there?
I must have not renewed it.
Yeah, it looks like it was back in November it was deactivated. So
November?
So you might have just forgot to pay the fee or go renew it.
It's only like $15 to renew it.
Yeah, okay. So if you could get that done, that'd be great, because
okay.
We won't be able to fund you if approved and all that without an active SOS.
Okay. I can do that. I think usually they can take up a week or whatever, but I can pay extra if the thing's going to rush it through.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great.
There's one other
and then
time
I'll let
I
the.
Read it. I had it accidentally expired one other time.
It's
so.
Okay. I've worked with other customers that had the same thing.
Okay.
It happens more times than you think.
So, that, is there anything else?
The other thing is, so your business is home based, right? And you have the truck, and the smoker is basically where you do all your business from.
Well, but I do have a butcher shop.
Okay.
On our premise as well. That's actually 99 Microwave Hill Road.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
All my mail comes to 111.
Okay. So is it a separate business entity or is it the same business?
Oh, no, it's the same business, but I have a butcher shop that is completely all done and
okay.
Complete shop. Yeah.
Okay. Can people go there to buy meats too?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, right. I don't let them go in my butcher shop, but I have my shop. I do wild game processing and a few other things, but mainly if they come out to my shop, I have a freezer truck there that has all the meat in it, so I just open it up and they can buy out of my freezer truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a meat case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just where you do the meat processing, and if someone wants to go and buy meat from you, they can do that.
Yeah, and I'm actually taking my business one step further, and the county is going to get my butcher shop approved so I can actually process. Right now I send all my animals, my ranch animals, down to ranch land, a USDA federal plant, down the Butte to get slaughtered and processed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put all that meat in my truck. In fact, I'm going down to take the goats this afternoon for them to slaughter and process.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they do it, and then I can sell it out of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
But with my county license, I can have them slaughter my animals, and then I can go pick them up, carcasses, and cut them up and put them in my truck.
Yeah.
So I can avoid having to pay them the processing fees.
Mm-hmm.
I just pay them the slaughter fees, and then just put down. So I'm moving toward that direction in the next few months.
Okay, that's good. And it's always good to expand your business and do something different. And also cut out the middleman, too.
Well, it takes me on a beef, it costs me around $100 to have them process it. So that saves me $100 a beef where I don't have to pay them. I can do it myself. I would have, I do have to pay them a $75 slaughter fee, but which is fine. I mean,
okay.
I just able to save more money that way, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. And then, have you had a working capital loan before?
No.
No? Okay. And then I see on your credit report here that your credit was ran by Quicken Loans. Was that for just like a small business? Are you trying to apply for like a small business loan, or was it just for like credit cards?
When was that?
It looks like
Quicken Loans?
Quicken Loans, yes.
Quicken Loans.
Was it maybe real estate? Did you try to maybe apply for something?
Was it in February?
Yeah, February 18th.
Yeah, I'm going through. I'm going to go through and I can't be late for more than 30 days on my mortgage. And also, they told me I qualified to refinance my house in August so I can get my wife's name off of it. So in August, I'm going to do a refinance.
Okay. So that was just basically for that. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to, on August 1st, I'll end up pulling the credit file again. But yeah, that'll be a refinance of my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what else did I have? I think
valued about, the last time it was appraised was at $493,000 for $495,000, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe $144,000 on my first, and I owe $78,000 on my second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have a lot of equity in my house.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And then Don is not part owner anymore, right? Because I saw on their tax return. Okay.
We file separately, and then you can see on the business that she's not even a part of the Secretary of State either on the business, the corporate thing, even though it's inactive right now, obviously. But anyway.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but she is on the mortgage on the house, but the divorce. I got the ranch, and I had 2 years to get her name off of it. That's why I'm going to refinance it this August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a way that I might not have to refinance. There's another option about, because there a lot of people go through divorces, and they go through this a lot. These mortgage companies. So there is a possibility, instead of a refinance, that I might be able to just do a lien release with the divorce decree agreement and everything. So and then also the quick claim deed kind of a thing to get her name off. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's all the questions I had left here. So usually we're not. Usually we don't submit applications until, you know, making sure everything is in place. For example, like the SOS, Secretary of State filing. But I'll do it for you right now, just because, you know, this is a time sensitive file. As you know, you need to buy
these. What I'll do is I'll actually go to the Secretary. I mean, I'm only like 6 blocks. I'm driving right now, but I'm only 6 blocks away from the Secretary of State's office.
Okay.
So I'll
walk
in there right at the Capitol and just grab the app and everything. And then
go from there.
Yeah, I can bring it back down with a check, and then they'll process it, and I can do it. I can do a 24-hour rush, or even a 1-hour rush, but that'll cost me like $90 extra or whatever. But
no, I think 24-hour would be good. I think for those, I think it's like $60 or something like that. I think I had a customer had to do it before too.
On the Montana Department of
Secretary. It might not be in Montana. It was like a different state. Was it Montana? I don't know. It was another state, but he said it was about $60 to do the 24-hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's usually $15, and it's whatever it is, I can go ahead and do that for you. So.
Okay, cool. So I'll let the underwriters know that that's what you're taking care of, and I'll submit it right now, and then I'll let you know once I have any kind of updates.
Okay.
Okay, alrighty.
Alrighty. Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.